to his email said.
Yeah, that's what I, that's what I gathered as well from.
I'll look at my one major thing. Yep, we're good to go.
So.
I'll make a motion that we.
Recommend this.
Recommend this to the supervisors.
And they can set up.
Should I make that recommendation since I'm a supervisor?
And this is our public hearing, this is our public hearing.
Yeah, this is it.
Tonight is advertised and this is our public hearing. So if you have anything to say or anything to add.
Yep.
And we don't have to go out of session and go just to a public hearing and do the, all that formality, do we?
No, we're just put that we had a public meeting, no one appeared from the public, motion to move it to the supervisors, close the public meeting.
Right, and do we have that motion then?
I make that motion.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay.
Thank God, that's all part of the.
Sewer project. What update do we have? Where are we?
I haven't heard back yet. The last thing was they asked for the 4th, 5th, 7th and 8th, I think, of April. I can't do the 4th or the 5th. And I sent that back to them and I haven't heard of anything yet as to whether it's 7th, 8th or what.
Okay.
And if it came in the last few days, I may have missed it, but I looked quickly and I didn't see it.
Something came, yeah, sorry, I should have forwarded it.
Well.
Not the 9th, I think the 8th.
Please go in the office and get whatever that is, would you please? Huh?
For what?
They set a date for the sewer meeting.
Oh.
She didn't send it.
They said.
I'm trying to be polite here.
Yeah, I know, I can see you.
I can see you're struggling.
Yeah, I see, yeah.
You look polite though in that outfit.
Yeah, you look good. Yeah, see how he's the one that cited all the conditions tonight? See, you put a suit on him and he cited all the.
He's gonna send the supervisors another letter. It's own firm.
Wait till he goes out and gets in Tom's car.
He going out of stuff, that's kind of fun.
Yeah.
No, and Barbara quit.
Did she?
Oh, that's right, you told her.
She resigned, I did talk to her and she's having a lot of problems with her husband.
Yeah, that's what you, somebody told me, yeah.
But she offered to help out if we needed help. Rachel did.
You need to find somebody.
Well, no, I'm just saying, in the meantime, till we find somebody, she did offer if they could give her a call if she gets a little pooped.
And what's this I hear, Paul Fisher giving you a bunch of shit?
Yep. Well, did you read the paper?
No.
Everything Rachel said at the 2 meetings ago was put in the paper about Westfall, money bags. They gotta get another ambulance. The following week, they put in an article in the paper that they went back 5 years. And in the past 5 years, they've responded to Milford Township 621 times or something, and Milford Township responded to Westfall 520 something times. That's all they put. That's statistics.
But that's.
The mutual aid, it's part of mutual aid.
Right, but that's prior to this, all this public money going in there.
Right. But how does that affect anything? Maybe over the next 5 years, there'll be more calls to us. But either way, I tried to explain that during the meetings, don't talk like that. Just say you have concerns. She said, well, you know, I said, there's no reason for me and my wife to go out and have to listen to it.
Yeah, that's something you discuss between yourselves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's not gonna get discussed. I'm done. Poke the bear one too many times.
Roman, move over. Something's going on over there. You guys are grumpy tonight. Move over.
Yeah, Doug.
Move over.
Get used to it. This happens all the time.
Got a gun?
This happens all the time with Bob.
So.
Anyway.
What are these maps that we have here too?
Where are you looking at?
Maybe for the conditional use.
Or what maps are you talking about?
Are they out of them?
That can't be the conditional use.
That might be out of zone stuff hanging out.
Yeah.
Is it?
That's what it was. He's not coming in. He wasn't coming in.
No. He's coming in April, I think.
Yeah, the 11th.
The 11th. We'll ask her when she gets back.
Via Zoom, right? Or something. They wanted to do it over the Zoom, I think, right?
Yeah, that, well, I don't know if all of them are gonna be on Zoom or not. He wasn't sure.
Cause he's from like Pittsburgh, right? Not that way.
Yeah, but he gets paid, Mike, to travel and everything else.
Yeah, Roman could've picked him up. He just drove in from Ohio.
Yep.
No, it was a little quiet at your house.
That's why. There's no machines going, no nothing.
That was gone, that was gone. Was quiet.
Five couples.
Both left.
Yeah.
No, it was quiet for a couple of days. They left more than Sunday.
So what is it then?
4:01 p.m.
I'm just using shovel.
Dave. At 1 p.m. Commissioner's conference room.
Okay.
Looks like Scott and them will be here.
Yep.
Do I need to send bodyguards for you too this time? And what's the topic? What's the topic?
The deficiencies in the plan.
Okay. That's on one side. The other side is just fixing it so we can get it through.
Deficiencies.
So then that's the update. The update is that the sewer plan, the draft, the meeting for the draft sewer plan will be 1 o'clock on April 8th. And that's, is that a Monday?
No.
Monday, it says. Monday.
No, is it Monday?
Yep. So that's, a week from this Monday.
Yep.
10 April days from now. Monday. So.
They put that right in there.
No public participation. Nobody's on the. Is there any?
I got the revised application for the AutoZone. So I'm just going to give you. It's supposed to be on the agenda on April 11 workshop meeting. So I'll give it to you.
April 11 workshop meeting, and who approved that?
He requested that, so I just wanted to hand it to you.
Take, don't even take one, just pass it down. It only is fun.
Here, mine back to the end, so you're passing it again.
I'm not going to review this now. Take it home. Use it. We can go over it at the next meeting, right? Or am I wrong? Okay, we'll look at it now.
Are we looking at it now?
Guess we're
looking at it. Think we should just take a peek at it while we're all in the same room.
Okay.
Why not? We're not gonna.
Do we have any comments from Sean on it?
No.
Did you even give it to him?
I sent to him
he's
first.
He's the one who handed it to me to give it to Planning Commission.
Okay. Without this, he has no comments.
So this was received on the 15th of March.
Yes, that's when he handed it to me.
And we've had meetings since then, right?
No.
We did.
Our last meeting it was on 14th.
I don't know about this.
Charlie,
that's not going to be a mess for trucks to get in.
You gave us this already, right?
But that's what was agreed upon.
No, I'm not talking about this, I'm talking about this.
Oh, the island right in the way.
Right in the middle of the coming through.
I gave you the first one, sorry.
You know, a tractor trailer, you're looking at.
I just remembered picking one up.
What, up to 80 feet?
Yep.
What are you gonna find?
And this would be the restaurant then?
Yep. Well, that's what they did, they moved AutoZone to the other side of the property.
Yep.
Don't you have to have a dock for the trucks?
Yeah, there's a lot of parking there, a lot of parking here.
Where's the dock?
Parking here.
Am I missing?
What is this gonna be? It's a legend.
Where's your dock, this thing?
Parking spots that look like.
No, that's the entrance.
Oh, maybe the gravel.
That's garbage, where are you doing the dock?
That's gotta be your.
Where's your dock for trucks?
What were you saying?
These parking spots.
Where's their supply?
Yeah, it's all concrete.
Is that what it says?
That's how AutoZone builds their stuff.
Don't you need to have a.
Oh, you should have some sort of alarm.
They make with those little marks in there.
And quite frankly, I know this is a commercial development district, but what does the ordinance say? What does the ordinance say about a buffer between commercial and residential? Because this is where Melford Town Green is.
Maybe.
But the thing is, I don't think, really, I don't.
There's gotta be some buffer, so many feet.
It doesn't have to have a loading dock, no, it depends on the grade, cause they could, they just have a roll-up door.
What does?
I know what Ray's questions are, whatever.
Where's the roll-up door?
All this stuff?
That's what I'm saying.
Where's the roll-up door?
I'm gonna assume the roll-up door, how AutoZones are set up, it's gonna be by the bathroom somewhere in there.
Yeah.
It's gonna be on the right-hand side.
That little thing that I say, that looks different than the rest of the box.
Well, that's a 4 foot.
That looks like that's the entrance.
I think. Unless that's a window, that might be, I don't know if it's a roll-up door or a window.
Well, but what does the zone, what does the zoning ordinance give us? I know that this is commercial district, but this is a commercial.
25 feet. Is that what you're gonna ask?
Yeah, but this is a residential use.
And I think it's 25 feet minimum.
But that has to be a vegetated buffer, doesn't it?
Yes.
Or a privacy fence.
Privacy fence.
They're gonna have to do the fence, I guess.
Cause they're definitely not gonna meet it here.
No, that's what I said, they're gonna have to do the fence.
You only got 3 foot, 1 inch here.
Not sure.
And then you got all, I think they got overkill on the parking.
No, they said the total is 130, they only have one over the requirement.
Because, I know, we don't like the parking in the front, we always tried to keep the parking to the sides or the rear.
Parking to the front is only an exception, right?
Yeah, well, we did it for.
Did it for the property next door.
Yeah.
And that was to get, that was a concession to get the building, so what are we getting? What are we getting out of them to make the buildings look better?
They're willing to do pretty much, from what he said, almost anything we want, not ridiculous, but.
Okay, so are they making some sort of.
Yeah, they're gonna make.
Suggestion, or is it gonna be the typical AutoZone orange?
No, they're already making a suggestion, I believe, from talking to them. I said, you know, one of the strongest things that we go on is the appearance of building, because, yep, we all know that, and they're willing to make concessions to that.
And there's parking right out in the front, so our ordinance actually prohibits that, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Bob, what's the lot size for a commercial parcel? What's the minimum?
Acre.
An acre? So he's an acre and a half each, is that what he's doing? But he's only doing one parcel for two.
It's actually over, I think it's 3 point something acres, if I remember right.
But is, I mean, I gotta look, but is there any violation putting two businesses on one parcel? I don't think so, right?
No.
And where is.
It would be if it was only an acre.
You're still only looking at 65% lot coverage either way.
Well, and.
Yeah, but it sounds like he's got that, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, he says it's only.
And they give no alternate septic.
Well, we haven't done it yet, we haven't done the testing.
Well, you didn't do testing yet?
No.
Yeah, but they give no alternate.
I don't know.
Well, he said he's gonna do it combined with land development, but that's what he's.
You know, now they got me confused, cause we were gonna test over here.
He does say he's gonna do land development simultaneously with the conditional, so he's gotta have the septic.
Well, we gotta, he wants to feel us out first, because if he's gotta change something, he'll change it.
Okay.
But then the next step will be to go in and test for septic.
Okay.
But I don't know, because that's gotta be about where the garage is, if the garage is here, I don't know.
Where the hell are you gonna put the septic? You can put it in the retention pond.
Well, that's where I originally went and looked.
I know, but based on that, you can't put it.
Fit one in there, but now, yeah, I don't know what we got.
Yeah, but you can build your detention, you can build a detention pond where you existingly have a building, but you can't put.
You can't put a septic where you have a building.
Where you had compacted the property to put the building, so. But you need, but with this size of facility, you need an alternate septic location.
He knows that.
Where the hell is he gonna put it? That's what Kevin's asking, where's it going?
Well, you got, well.
Did you give Dollar General a variance on their parking?
Well, that's what they're talking about taking away.
We did it.
I don't even think we went for the variance.
We gave a concession for the parking to keep it in front, so that we got an improvement on the building. That was a barter.
Right, but you didn't do a variance on the number of parking spaces, is what I'm asking. Because I think Bob's right, that's a hell of a lot of parking spaces. But that's our parking requirement, that's what he based on.
Would you please find the approvals and everything that's associated to Dollar General? I think you did that when you got the driveway stuff out, but between now and the next meeting, find that stuff.
Okay.
See if they did a variance, would you?
Variance, but what the approval motion said.
The conditional motion?
Right, because that's where we caught the driveway. And that was just done from memory, right? So, I don't remember. What did we do, Bob? We gave them the parking, was that with the variance? That wasn't. They reduced the parking.
They reduced the parking and moved it to the front, because that's the only place they had to put it, with the size of the lot they were on.
Well, it wasn't that, it was, they needed that to maintain an alternate sewage spot, maybe. I don't remember what. If Shahana would pull out those maps and those approvals and that, so that we can review that.
Yeah.
Sure.
I don't wanna send it to the engineer yet till you have discussions.
Yes, we had problems with the septic, because the septic is behind the building. In order to get the sediment pits in the front, they had to move. Had to have the parking in the front, couldn't put it in the rear.
They couldn't get it on the side, we needed to put the sediment in, and then part of it was the concession for the building and the alternate place for, so. Why wouldn't they move this back and do the same? Well, let's see what the,
Well, they're back far enough with their building, because you got parking here too. You got parking all the way around the building here.
How many spots do they have to have?
130, they said.
130?
For both projects, he said he needs 130 total. And he says he has 130 rooms.
Well, we're gonna need more information on the restaurant too, like how many seats it is. How many, you know, what do they serve, breakfast, lunch, and dinner?
Yeah.
Because that's gonna make a difference on the septic too.
Is it a McDonald's, or is it just a family restaurant? You know, what are you doing with, drive-through?
I know his idea was to open a Texas beef, or a barbecue, Texas barbecue. That's a Texas barbecue.
Rosado, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's supposed to be either on Zoom or here. They said he was gonna be here personally for the meeting.
For this one?
Yeah.
Ooh, I want a corner in, that's good.
Pardon?
I want a corner in, that's good.
But you know, as far as this area goes, personally, I'd like to see
him. Probably not good for him.
Cut the parking spots and pack the air. so the trucks can make, you know.
Back to your septic question.
There's no place for them to swing anyway.
Well, it works, it deserves a question.
I'm just reading your mind.
You got 29 feet between parking spots. I guess that would,
that's enough to swing
a truck in. Deceiving looking when you're looking at it.
Tight. That'll be good. That'll be good.
That's
not giving you 6 inches extra. But that's not our issue. The loading dock. More importantly is, from first look, is the alternate sewage and the buffer between the existing residential use. I know that this is commercial and all commercial property, but we can require additional buffers.
That's in our ordinance.
It's in your ordinance. Well, I mean, I'm just mentioning, what'd you do at Dollar General? They had to be close to the same line.
No,
they're on this side.
Oh, they're on the other side.
They're on the other side.
Okay,
yes.
So what
you have this whole property.
This is Dollar General right here.
Oh, all right, so what commercial?
You got commercial here, and then
what commercial property presently exists on their side that's close like that? Anything?
On this side of them?
No, anything adjacent, on right or left, or anything close.
Right here, Dollar General's the closest.
On this side.
The old house that's in there now.
So you don't have a business.
It's a garage.
A garage.
That was converted.
I was looking to see what you did on another project.
And they're showing it gone, so.
No, that's an existing business.
So this will be the first time that we're gonna.
That was actually.
They're gonna tear the old building down to do this.
No, I get it, but I was just wondering if you had another project somewhere parallel on that side.
The garage apartment that's there now, that was the recording studio. That was the end at the edge of the forest. That's where I did my first album.
Yeah.
First what? Oh, your album?
Yeah.
So no, this is the first time we're getting up against this
okay,
issue here.
That's what I'm looking for.
Yeah, because they're not far beyond this mark, the townhouses.
That's what I'm asking, if you had anything else or you didn't.
Yeah, so I need to think they need to locate the.
I gotta sit through and look through it. But we're not sending that team here, it's a waste of time.
No. Yeah, waste of money.
Yeah, well, same thing.
Right.
All right.
So do you guys have any issues or?
Anything you want to say about this?
Sean, I'm going to leave this map with you. I would just appreciate a copy of these two.
Yeah, I went up.
I'm going to take my
ones. Yeah, it's for you.
Yeah, but I don't need to take it with me. I can leave it here. If I have a copy of these, then I'll just. I don't need to see this again.
I take that with me, man. You
stole it. They're not going to come after you. You stole it. They're not going to come after you.
I'll be prepped for the meeting. But I had a chance to him. He seems like he's one of those guys.
Anyway.
He knows enough to work. I mean, he even put in there, I will do a land development and at the same time. So he's not dummy.
Yeah, he was here before. I don't know.
Yeah, he didn't have me as a pain in the ass. Just
I don't know.
Well, but they,
yeah, one of them.
He's got an obligation to people he's working for. He's not going to do any more than he has to do.
No, I get it, but I think
if you call him on it,
yeah, he'll work with you.
It was like the driveway. When you called him on it, then it was.
He may not have noise.
No, I don't think any of them
I don't
did.
Think they knew.
Yeah, the old man says
we still got the well at
the end of the month. They get piles of returns back from these.
They're wells. Claiming no.
And you see AutoZone parts also.
They're saying it's not.
They're claiming no.
They call on that. It's like,
okay.
Oh, I have it.
We that's have one thing on the list, like, I believe.
This afternoon, so they just have both delivered.
I put mine away. Why would they say? Okay.
By the time they get to that car anyway, they use the cheaper one and then they pick it back up.
Yeah, but that's just like 400% markup.
It's insane.
Bob, he told you he doesn't think the wellhead's an issue for this project?
He doesn't think so. He thinks he'll be able to work with that.
Did he say why?
No.
Well, then we have to, that's another question that we have to ask.
I just remember you two were on that pretty heavy.
The two questions we had were the wellhead and the subject. So.
Yep.
Subject's a real big question. Where was that from?
Yeah, since I already went out once and told them where the best spot was, now there's a set of it in there.
That's not flying, but can't have a soda with pepper.
I'm gonna put it in the bottom of the septic.
Even the lawyer knows that one, I don't do septic.
I'll put it in the bottom of the septic.
Can't if it floats.
And these copies.
Yeah, don't make me any more copies.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm done. Don't make me anymore.
I'm gonna leave that too. Until, when the supervisors actually act on it, then I'll take one copy.
And put mine with it, too.
Right.
You guys wanna keep yours, or, you know, you got enough to.
Thank you, but I got a lot.
This is a little rough for that. This is some serious.
All right, fire starter.
Yeah, that's a good fire starter.
Right, so then we'll keep, once the supervisors enact it, then instead of copying it over and over and over.
Yeah, I'm with Kim. Then all you gotta do is take.
Let me give you a raised copy, too.
Yeah, yep. There we go. Anything for the good of the order, so to speak, or any other?
Shots all around.
No?
We're good?
Do I have a motion to adjourn?
I think Bob wants to make that, he's ready.
It was about 5 minutes into the meeting, I think he was ready.
I'll make the motion to adjourn.
Good night.
Thank you, Tom.